Joining us now in studio is Northfield's Mayor Rhonda Powdell and City Administrator Ben Martig. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Certainly appreciate it. No blizzard yet, but it's coming. Actually, just a little bit of snow. You know, road construction season. We've got winter and road construction.
Yes.
Man, we got a long winter this year. One of these days, we're going to get to some road construction here, and we got a lot of it to do this year. Let's talk about that. Last night was one of the big things on the agenda. Last night was to improve the Division and 7th Street reconstruction project, get the final approval for that. It went through. Tell us the actual action that you did last night and what this means going forward.
So basically what we did last night was just there was some competitive bidding process. We received three bids on that. So basically the council really just approved moving ahead with the project and who we would be working with. So it was just another kind of technical step in the process. All the policy level discussion has happened already. So now it's just making sure the project gets going. And I think we reviewed a little bit last night. There was some concern and some questions about when roads would be closed, when they would be finished, how they would get back up and going. And so that's primarily the discussion around the council was about that concern as we move ahead. And staff did a great job answering those questions and just really giving some dates and some times and expectation on how the project would flow.
Yeah, hopefully the current weather situation that we've had in the month of April is not going to really hamper that project. You're not when are you expected to start on this?
Well, the contractor is hoping to get started here at the end of April. Of course, now that the award's done, more formalized planning meetings will go into place. We'll have our website activated on project updates so that people can kind of track what's going on. But we'll continue to monitor the weather. I'm sure the indications are they want to get in there as quickly as possible as soon as the weather conditions allow to move ahead.
And the winning bid, what came from, is it Swanky Iams? Is that what was the name of the company?
Yes.
That's right.
Did I get that right? Was it what was the actual bid that won that? What were the other bids? Where did they come in at?
The range was about $3.7 to about $4 million, so that's a pretty nice tight window for bidding. Kind of indicates with the number of bids that we got in the ranges that we are pretty well on the mark. So,
are you pretty comfortable with the company? Have you heard of them? Have they been vetted? Do they do a good job? Are they well known in the area?
I don't know all the details about those questions you just rattled off there, Jeff.
But, it is a good company?
Yeah, I mean, certainly our engineer is familiar with them, comfortable to move ahead with the award, and we'll see how things move ahead, but I don't have all the details on the experience of the company.
All right. Anything else about that before we move on? As you had mentioned, that's kind of the final thing. Now we can get the whole summer underway, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Knock on some wood.
Looking forward to the progress and seeing some improvements going on down there, and definitely going to be communicating a lot with the public as it relates to this project, including the businesses in that area.
All right.
Yes. And so the order of the project that they talked about last night was that they would start with Division, then go to 7th, and then to Washington, and really looking at a start date of potentially the end of the month here.
The end of the month, the end of April.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. It's you hopefully won't have to remove snow. Yeah, I guess that's another question I'll ask City Administrator Martig is that, where are we at our snow removal budget? All of a sudden it's snowing like crazy. Are we out of money yet or out of salt? Or hopefully we won't need any more.
We're still going okay on it. You know, the snow season's kind of broken into two. So between the first half of the year and then the end half of the year, that's where it kind of depends in the fall what happens so far. I mean, yes, we're on the high end, trending on the high end of snow, obviously, but it all kind of depends on what happens in the fall and late and winter later this year.
Yeah, that really comes to roost at the end of the year, the end of the fiscal year. All right, let's talk about the electric easement for XL Energy. What was that? I didn't really understand that at all.
So the main talking points, I guess, are is that it's upgrading our electrical grid system kind of on that south part of town. And so it's going to improve some reliability within the community down in that area. So they need to upgrade. So they needed to get some easement rights from the city crossing some of the property that we have. So it's a major feeder line that would go from their substation located kind of near Allflex. and west over over to Riverview Drive by the City Street Maintenance Facility, and then follow an existing transmission line. So, again, it's basically to improve some of the reliability of the system, redundancy within their program, and to provide the power needed in that part of town.
Okay, so it was fairly routine then?
Yep.
All right. They had, or you had last night, the city council, the mayor and city council, talked about this last time, the performance evaluation process for the city administrator. That was approved. Were there big changes involved with that?
No, not really. I mean, really, what was before the council last night was an approved timeline. So we had one part of the policy, just adopting the policy in general. That was part of our consent agenda. And then on the regular agenda was really the proposed timeline that's just about to kick off here. And I'm just really thankful. This has been a far more collaborative, open process that just really engaging with the council and the city employment policy committee in advance. And so I think it's going to go really well, and I think we've got a really solid policy. I'm looking forward to implementing it for the first time.
All right. Let's move on, because this one is one that I'm trying to latch my brain around, and maybe we can explain this, and please, the dumbed-down version. You had a public hearing for the issuance, you called for a public hearing for the issuance of conduit revenue bonds for the city of Red Wing, or with the city of Red Wing. What is this? How does it happen? I don't really understand much about this at all.
I'll do my best to explain it on the tax code.
You're very good at this, man.
So this relates to the senior housing project out by the hospital, 97-unit independent living. Benedictine Living Community is going to be the operator of that facility, and they're seeking some special financing that's allowed under federal law. So we're requesting what's called conduit revenue bonds in the principal amount, about $25 million. So under state law and then federal laws, if they get this, they can get tax exempt status, a designation of bank qualified for the bonds. What it does is it gives a special designation in breaks, I guess, on the cost of the debt that they issue, and that will increase the demand that they get on people who are going after to purchase or to sell the bonds. They're selling the bonds, and then the people buying them, they get more people bidding on it, which results in a lower cost. So because it's located in Northfield, the obvious one, they'd come to the city typically first for that. But you only get so much of the city's own bank qualified, including our own debt in any annual year. And with the projects that we have going on, we're using up a pretty good chunk of that this year. So the law does allow you to go to other communities. The local host community where it relates has to sign off on it and hold a public hearing on it, basically. So we are doing that. The Red Wing is already moving forward with this as well, so they're the community that's going to be hosting it. So we're basically signing off on it. To order to be eligible, you have to meet certain criteria. You have to be a nonprofit. Northfield's actually done this before. We did a recent refinancing with... I'm trying to remember the name of the...
Prairie Creek.
Yeah, with Prairie Creek. We did some, offered some of those in the past. I don't have a full history, but I think the city's done other types of financing as well on this. So it gets into tax code, and I think to dig a lot deeper than that, we do have information on our packet from the bond attorney that tried to explain some of that, but it gets a little complicated. So, but the council approved that. It's moving ahead. It's a component of their financing, and pretty typical for these types of housing projects to seek this type of financing.
All right. Now, is that why Red Wing? I mean, do they have any benefit? Is there anything benefiting Red Wing or anything hurting Red Wing through this transaction?
Yeah, so basically the approval, I think the general criteria is it has to be within, like, their service area where they have other kind of operations or serving a population.
Okay.
And they have operations in a number of different places. So I think this would qualify for that. One of the benefits to that, the host community that would actually do the financing is you often have an administrative fee that you have for the processing of that. So they keep a percentage of the overall project cost, which can generate a little excess revenue, a lot of times beyond maybe what your own staff time is to cover the work on it. So that's one of the benefits of it. And I think also communities recognize what goes around comes around, and sometimes your community can't host it, but another one does. But the direct benefit sometimes is that extra admin fee.
So there is a kind of a reciprocal, I guess, favor that you can do with other communities?
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes, too, like you might go to the counties. That's fairly typical, where if your local city can't do it, they might look at the county jurisdiction, so they sometimes do the debt. So yeah, I'd say it's common where other communities host it on behalf of others, and they're used to doing that. Usually when it's not in your own community, it's more likely you'll collect that administrative fee, or maybe a higher portion of it.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Mayor Pennell, on that?
No, it's just great to see the collaboration across cities. I think Denison did that for Three Links, even though Three Links resides right here in our community. So it's been done before, and it's just great to see that the senior housing project next to the hospital is moving forward.
And that's what the Northfield can benefit from.
Yes.
Let's move on to the next thing. The council last night voted themselves a raise. Not a very large raise.
Yeah.
We get about $13 a month, something like that, and $14
maybe
a month. But
maybe $5 a week.
But nevertheless, it was a raise. Talk about that. Is there a need to do that? What? How did this whole thing come about?
So I'll say that, you know, state laws really places the responsibility on the city councils across the state to set their own wages. It's a difficult situation. You know, the legislature's dealt with this recently at the state, where they actually ended up delegating it to kind of an independent panel. So there's been a lot of discussion of that. But for cities, really the communities themselves set those rates. So they have to do it before an election. So you have to set it basically for the next 2 years before you get to another election around the corner. So we had kind of a review of kind of where we sat in comparison to other communities. Certainly, I'd say it's obviously not why our council serves, but I think there is a tremendous amount of time and effort put into the job that they perform. Northfield's a very engaged community, so there's a lot of meetings, there's a lot of engagement by the public. There's really a significant commitment, I guess, with that. I mean, the annual wages of the mayor is just over $11,000, and the council's at about $8,500 currently, so you know, it's some consideration. I think one thing to keep in mind, too, is not to make it personal to the people that sit on the council, but think longer term and as it relates to those who might be serving or what motivates some people. I mean, it's a major sacrifice for people to do that. You know, it makes it harder to carry. I mean, it's difficult, I would imagine, to carry multiple jobs with that. So, I mean, there's a major commitment in time and energy, lots of meetings. You give up family commitments related to that time spent. And it can be a cost, too. I mean, the meetings that you have can translate into, you know, if you have a spouse working or something, to have childcare responsibilities to pay for, out-of-pocket costs or travel costs. So even though individuals aren't there, I try and encourage councils as we bring these forwards to think more holistically and long-term as they relate to that. Really what we were proposing was a pretty minor incremental increase, 2%. You know, I think that translates to a little over $1,000 a year, $1,200 roughly on our annual budget, which is really a drop in the bucket when you look at the overall cost to us. So this was the first step on introducing the ordinance. There's a second step to that. And again, we kind of followed what we talked about a couple of years ago, was kind of following what the base adjustment was to the employees, at least as kind of looking at an incremental increase, and this follows that. So basically a 2% increase 1 year and then another 2% the next year. So it did pass on a split vote last night.
All right. Lastly, I want to talk. Did you have any comments on that, Mayor?
No, I just really appreciate City Administrator Martig's comments here. I think it just keep it as routine as possible, and it really is very minor in terms of the actual budget and stuff, but we also don't want to get 10 years behind and then have to do a big jump. So,
and Mr. Martin, before we leave, I want you to, you commented on a couple of things in your upcoming agenda items that are potentially big expenditures, and that's, of course, a Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, the NAFRS facility, and also the ICE Arena. What is coming up on the horizon? I know NAFRS has a meeting in a couple of days, but what's coming up on the horizon that the Northfield Council would be concerned with or be watching?
The first meeting in May, we'll have a number of actions related to the fire project. Leading up to that, we'll have actions of, like you said, NAFRS, the Rural Fire Association, and Dundas will be taking action leading into that council meeting related to ultimately awarding bids on that project. Mm-hmm. We're finalizing the overall project details. Anticipate we'll be right at our $4.215 million number that we set. I'm optimistic that those will all come forward from our partners and brought to the city council. So we expect to have a viable project and be awarding bids at the first of the month. There are a lot of technical things that go along with that. There's JPA amendments, there's lease agreements, how we're doing our financing with our partners. We've got to update our architectural contract that we have since we changed the form of the contract. That'll be coming all to a head, and a lot more information on that one coming ahead. The ice arena project, we had that long work session talking about what we're looking at with the different options of the council. So the next step with the city council of Northfield will be getting direction from them also at that first meeting in May if they want to proceed with proposing what the committee's been working on for a year and a half and their recommendation to proceed with putting the two-sheet ice arena. If fundraising, we were able to raise that second sheet before the voters on the upcoming election in November. Between now and the council meeting, I did report that the Public Works Director and I will be presenting to the Dundas City Council, which had been part of our presentation to do that as well. So those are kind of a couple of next big steps on that project.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, just that we've got Earth Day coming up mm-hmm. this weekend. I think there'll be a lot of festivities down at around the Armory and Imminent Brewing there. So if people are interested in that, they should stop out. And then also we have a complete count committee that we will be putting together for the census 2020. Yes, we're talking about that now.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be making appointments to that committee probably later in 2018 here or very early 2019. So if people are interested in getting out there and talking with people and encouraging an accurate complete count, they should fill out a board and commission application form on the city's website and just mark other for complete count committee.
All right, now's the time to start thinking and acting on that. All right, thank you both for coming in. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes, thanks,
Sean. Thanks.
As Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, City Administrator Ben Bardick.